You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, an exciting audio-described and interactive event is taking place this coming Monday at the Edinburgh Art Festival. It's called Inverted Streets, and to tell me more about what we can expect and how to take part is Juliana Capes, who will lead the audio-described tour at the event. Juliana, it is so lovely having you here.
Well, hello. Thanks for inviting me. It's great to be back.
So tell me a little bit more about this coming event. It is a collaboration. It sounds really exciting.
Yeah, it's myself, Juliana Capes, and the artist Alice Betts. And we're both Edinburgh-based artists. We both are working with the Gallery Edinburgh Sculpture Workshop. We've both got a long history of working at the National Galleries on the Visually Impaired programme there. So we'll work there once a month describing exhibitions and doing workshops for a visually impaired audience. And we just thought it would be really interesting. This is an exhibition of our own work, mine and Alice's work together. And we thought it'd be really interesting to have a descriptive event around the exhibition. We're so used to describing other people's work. We thought it'd be really interesting to do it for our own.
Are you a bit nervous? Because obviously it is your own work.
Yeah, I think it's always easier to describe somebody else's than your own, strangely. You wouldn't think that, would you? Because you think you'd know what you were making, but I don't know, maybe it's sort of, there's an element of self-consciousness about it, perhaps. But I'm really excited about it because for the past couple of years, I've tried while I'm making work to think of it in a descriptive way because, you know, I think access is incredibly important to visual arts. So I have been developing the descriptions as I've been making the work. So it's kind of integrated and, you know, hopefully we'll bring the work to life. And the work itself, it's in the gallery at Edinburgh Sculpture Workshop, is called Hawthorne Vale Gallery because it's on Hawthorne Vale, the name of the street, and you view the gallery from the street. And myself and Alice, the exhibition that we've made is about the street, about the pavement, about the city environment. It was really important for us exhibiting in this space because we almost wanted to reflect the street into the gallery and the gallery back out to the street. So the first part of the event will be based on the street outside the gallery, where we'll be describing and talking about the exhibition and the street that you'll be walking down. So it'll be quite kind of interactive and interesting, and outdoors as well for everyone who's you know, not quite sure in attending events in person after the last 18 months of the pandemic. We'll all be outside and it'll be you know, much safer to organize, and if the weather's bad, we have a lot of umbrellas, so it'll be an okay experience.
You're very well prepared for it.
Yeah, we will. And then after the descriptive tour at the gallery, we'll be going downstairs into the Edinburgh Sculpture Workshop, where we have a big open air courtyard with covered spaces around the side, but it's still all in the outdoors. And there Alice is going to lead a workshop that is going to be using technology. It's going to be using video and projection combined with the description to make little films and little interactive installations in the courtyard. So that's going to be quite experimental and fun, and relates to the exhibition too, because lots of film and projection in the exhibition. Alice is an artist who's really experienced with working with people. She works at North Edinburgh Arts, running the Art for Adults program there. So she does fantastic workshops. It's going to be great fun.
It does sound like it, and it sounds so interesting and different to what you usually expect from an event like that. And I imagine being able to attend and go in person and actually have yourself, who created part of that workshop, we would be able to ask you any questions that come to mind as the event goes along.
Yeah, me and Alice will be there the whole time. And as I said, we've got about 20 years experience of working with a visually impaired audience. So people can feel really confident coming along that, that we'll be helpful and prepared to make the whole event possible and easy. And it will all be outdoors if people are worried about COVID safety. But as well as the event in person, we are also making it accessible via Zoom. So anyone who either doesn't want to come in person because they're a bit worried about COVID still, or equally that they are just busy that day and they can't make it in, or they just prefer to listen from home, the descriptive tour element of it will be available on Zoom as well. So you'll be able to listen along from home. So we've done that before this year. We've been kind of trying to make our events accessible over Zoom too, and blend the kind of way that we've been working over the pandemic. A lot of us have been able to go to events virtually. I know a lot of people have found that a lifeline, people who, perhaps aren't able to leave the home for many reasons. So we're keen to offer that option as well.
Oh, that's such a lovely idea, and it really helps, especially for anyone who maybe does have a bit of mobility issues, or as you said, they're a bit concerned about traveling anywhere at the moment. So I do have the important question, of course, is you mentioned where, but would you mind just once again telling us where is it taking place, exactly what time, and confirm the date once more as well?
Yeah, it's at Edinburgh Sculpture Workshop, which is on Hawthorne Vale in New Haven in Edinburgh. And it's quite easy to get to. There's a couple of buses that go directly there from the city centre. And it's going to be this Monday coming, so Monday the 6th of December. And it's in the afternoon. It's from 2:30 to 5, and if you arrive about 2:25, then that's give everyone time to get there. And if you wanted to come along, the booking for the event is through Edinburgh Art Festival. So you can email learning@edinburghartfestival.com. And they will be able to book you on either to attend the event in person, or to get the Zoom link to listen along at home. And it's Holly, the coordinator at Edinburgh Arts Festival, that you'll be in touch with. And Holly's great. She'll any kind of questions about accessibility or arrangements that you want to make, she'll be able to chat you through those. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. Juliana, it's been so nice speaking with you on the RNAB Connect Radio. I wish you good luck on Monday. I'm sure it will go swimmingly. You're going to get perfect weather, and if not, umbrellas out. And I hope we can speak again on your next interesting project, because I'm sure you have lots of them coming.
Oh, that's so kind of you, Paulina. It's been really lovely to have the opportunity to talk about it today. And yeah, I hope to see some interested people along on Monday.